and Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis by the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Ba'oizois Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakai Shafilu Reish Bezden Bechol Mokaim Shlayu Ha'edem Hilchem Elul Imkaim Havat. We do not go, the Edom are not Mechuyiv to go to the Mokaim where the Reish Bezden is. No, they go to the Mokim Avad where the Sanhedrin is. Let us see what Rashi says. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Shafilo Reish Bezden Bechol Mokim Shenitzrach Lifreish Mimokim Avad Lemokim Acher Shreiker Achoydish Tluya Boy Kedisnan Bepirkin Delel Reish Bezden Oimer Mekudish V'yalfinen Mikroi. The Gemara Daf Chav Dalvon Zafim Aposik וידבר מוישס מיעדי השם, מכאן שריש בזן אימא מקודש. That ריש חיידיש is called המויד, and the ריש בזן, מוישה was the ריש בזן, וידבר מוישס מיעדי השם. So there's a posik that the ריש בזן should say מקודש. So his skin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai le'tzrichen eide achoidish lahalech achot, elo lemokim havad, shol yeshive yelchu, besanhedrin yekatshuhu beloy reish bezden. Agavuch, psaison de sifsei chachomim, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that you need Shalosh. We had the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak also, but seeing that Me'ikar Adin, Shalosh Dayonim are sufficient. But the Shalosh have to be from the Sanhedrin Agodol, as he brings from Arashi in Ksubis. You don't need Taka the whole Sanhedrin, you don't need the Sanhedrin of Ein Aleph, but you need that they should be either from the Sanhedrin or the Sanhedrin should be Meman of them. So even though there's a mitzvah that the Rosh Bezdin should say Mekudish, so it would seem that this is Bemison like Yeshkech Chomim Lakadova Min HaTorah. I mean, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was oikar this mitzvah that they don't have to do it, even though there's a mitzvah that we should have the kiddush of the Reish Bezden. Stam of the Cheshbon would be if the Reish Bezden is someplace else, that two of the Sanhedrin should go there. And that's how the kiddush achidush would be. So we say, no, the Eidim and Amachuyiv to go to the Mokim with the Reish Bezden is, and so we have a kiddush achidush without the Reish Bezden. L'chayre, this is an akire of a mitzvah. L'yafine mikroi. Sagt die Gemara, ahi itze das menua le dine kame dameim ben ardoi. There was a woman, we'll see later, she was a loive, and the malve was mazmen this woman, tadin teire from a meima. Also a meima le mechuzet. So a meima went to mechuzet. Loi ozla basrei. This woman was not interested to travel to mechuzet. So she didn't go to the mechuzah. Kosav psicha ilavo. So he went and he wrote ashtar shamte. Fartik, she's not a tzayis dine. There was a hazmone and she didn't come. So kosav psicha ilavo. So he wrote ashtar shamte. Put her in nidui. Omale rav ashi la meima vonant nan afilu reish bezden bechol mokem. Shloyeidem hulchem elulim koim avad. Is l'chayre Ravashi made a kalvachayimel. Madoch, when there's a mitzvah min ha-teire, that the kiddush ha-chaydish should be al yedei the Rosh Bezden. Afal pikein, Bezden was mishum the tilcha of the Eidim. They shouldn't have to be matriach themselves. So they were oikir this mitzvah. Now, be'etzem, there's no mitzvah to go dafke lifnei ameimah. Good, ameimah was mazmen her, but there's no chiyuv daraisa. And it seems it's a tircha for her to go to Mechuzah. It seems the reason she didn't go, not she's not a tzayis dina, because she didn't want to go to Mechuzah. So memelas alachir, it's a kal v'chaymer from our Mishnah. But not man afilu reish bezn b'chol mokim, shlei eidem oichem elul l'mkoyim avat. Amalei, ani mili l'nyenei des ha-chaydish. He says, this takona Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was only by Eidus HaChodesh. Dimkein nimseis machshilon losid lovoi. If we'll force the Eidim, that to say Eidus in an oifen, that there should be a lechatchila dikedin kiddush HaChodesh, ayidei d'roish bezn, so they won't come. So memeila l'te'elis kiddush HaChodesh, they were oiker, the mitzvah of the kiddush of from the Reish Bezn. Avol hoche eved loive liishmalve. But here, since she's a loive, so eved loive liishmalve, she's mechuyev. That's from the obligations of a loive. That if the malve wants to go to this Adam Godel, that he should be dying. So that's from the obligations of a loive that is mechuyev to go to where the malve wants him to go. The Mephoshim ask that lechere this two stira dikediyukim that the Gemara explains that by kiddush achodesh they were mekel als nimtzeis machshilon laosid lavoi. So that was the reason. Als the teyelus harabmat, als the teyelus of kiddush achodesh, they were mekel. So then it comes out where you don't have this heter, so memela automatically you have to go. The whole heter was the dim says machshil losi lovi. That's the reisha. The sefer says the reason you have to go is als eved loive lishmalve. So basically, if there's no din of eved loive lishmalve, so memela there's no chiyuv to go. So the Turiyevan answers the way we're mavayer fakert. We have the taka, the two extremes, but there's two different chiyuvim. By kiddush achodesh, there's a mitzvah deraisa that's mechayiv to go to the Reish Bezn. Kedabe Moishas Meidei Hashem. So therefore, we have to give a special reason why they were oikah this mitzvah. Nimitzeis machshilon losid lova. By Stamazai Adin Teire, there's no chiyuv whatsoever to go. Why am I chiyuv to go dafke to this dying? No, by a loive, there is a chiyuv. Eved loive li ishmalve. That's when the shibudim of a loive, there's mechuyev to go to where the malve wants to bring him. He's mechuyev to go to that mokke. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono. Ein kehanim rashoim lalis besandaleim leduchen, bezu echod miteisha takone sheiskin Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. That the kohen is not allowed to be oil leduchen with a sandal. The reason is, the Gemara says the sandal had ritzuas. Perhaps the ritzuas will open up during the duchening process, and the kohen will bend down to tie the ritzuas. The person will observe that the kohen is not duchening, so he'll be moitzi laz on the kedushas kuna. He'll say, "Mistami is not a kosher kohen; he's a ben grusha ben chalutze." So, in order to avoid this, they made a takone that one is not oile leduchen besandalim. That's what the Gemara says in Soite. The Turiyevan asks; he doesn't understand why the Gemara had to give the reason that. The reason is the ritzus might open up and he might bend down to tie it. So why does the Gemara say that the kilkul will be that there'll be moitzi laz on his kedushas kuhune? Say there's a, which is also not poshit. Say there's a poshit the kilkul, that he'll be mevatel, there's three mitzvahs to, when a kohen duchens, there's three mitzvahs I say he's mekayim. And by not duchening, he's mevatel three mitzvahs I say. There's three mitzvahs that a kohen has to duchen. So if he'll get involved in tying his sandalim, he'll be mevatel on three mitzvahs asay. So yes, the kasha, why the Gemara did not say this reason. Why does Gemara have to say a reason of laws? So the Gemara weiter. Shis dahai pirke. There are six takonis of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai in this perik. The chodon, there's a seventh one, the pirke kame. In the first perik. Zok Rashi. Ein kanem reshem laos besan deleim leduchen shenoisin kapeyem o meseches soite meforish taime beperik veilu nemorim. Shis dahai pirke. Chode hai de breise. Yeah, that ein akanim reshoim lalois. B'chomesh de masnisen, there's five of the Mishnah, siskin she toiken, that they should be tekeya, b'mokim she yesh bezden, b'shishon shali yis b'shabes, that's two, b'she lulav nitol shive, that's three, b'she yoyim neif kuloy osel, that's four, b'she mekablim kol hayoyim, after chuban abayis, that's five, b'shle yedem hoilchim, elul mekoyim avad, that's six. V'chode de pirke kame, shlei mechalelim, that the Eidim should not be mechalo Shabbos, elo al nisin v'tishrei bulvat. Not on the other chadoshim, since the mishachor of Abayis, so there's no takonis kom. So, they made a takonis, they should only be mechalo Shabbos, mishum tikon amayadis. And that's tafka nisin v'tishrei. The Idoch, now we have to figure out the other two. The Sanya, Ger Shen is Gayer, Bismanazet. A Ger is Megayer, Bismanazet. Zorch, Sheifra, Sheafrish, Roiva, Lekinoi. He has to be Mafrish, money, we'll see what the Roiva is. Roiva Shekel. Rashi says, he has to be Mafrish, a Roiva Shekel, Lekinoi. For the kan, for the oifis he has to bring. As I state in the Bereise, Omar Rab Shimon ben Elozo, Kvar Nimne Oleo Rabbi Yoichanan Ubitlo. Rabbi Yoichanan was Mevatel this Takone, Mipnei HaTakolo. Because, even though this Afroshe Mitzadecho this Atikun, but Mitzadacher it could come Lidei Takolo, so Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zakkai was Mevatel this Takone. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzorich sheyafrish roiva lekinoi, roiva shekel. He has to be mafrish a quarter of a shekel, dahainu chatzi dinar. Seems there are two dinarim in a shekel. So he has to be mafrish a chatzi dinar. Vehein, hein, the mei kan, and this is the price of a kan. Kedisnan omdu kinim boi bayoim berivosayim. So that rivosayim vaistois means psaroiva shekel. Now, what's the problem? Shager chayev bekom. Ager is chayev when he's megay himself bekom. Kedesanya we learned in the Baraise. Kochem keger. Yiyu kavei seichem. That the geirim should be like the geiris of the ovis. Ma avi seichem lenichnesu lebris. Elo bemilo tvile. Barzoz domim, bazoz domim. That there was Arzoz Domim, there was Zrik and the Mizbeach, and there was Hazoz Domim. There's the Vikach Moishas Adom Vayizrik. Vein Hazor Beloy Tvile. Vayizrik Alaom. So there, and since if there was Hazoz Domim, you need Tvile before. That's the Makir of Tvile. Vayizrik Domim, there's the Vachzi Adam Zorik Ala Mizbeach. Afheim Lo Yichnesu Elo Bemilo. Otvila vatsos domi. And then mistama vatsos domi. Memsechus krisis beroish perik arba mechusori kapore. Masik milse de sagile beoilo soif, that you don't need such an expensive kolman and oilo soif is sufficient. Hilkach yafrish roiva lekinoi, shemi yebone beis amigdosh, biyomeinu viyakrivenu. Let us elaborate a little. The Gemara says, we learn out from the Geiris of Klal Yisrael that you need a Korban also. Now, so if you need a Korban also, So how can there be a ger bezman hazeh? There's no kolm. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk Bachsam says l'deiris seichem that you can be a mekabel geris l'deiris forever. There's no, it's not mugbal for a certain zman. Now how could you be mekabel gerim forever? It's not mugbal for a certain zman. So kochach weiss tachoyis that when there's no beis hamikdash, the kolben is not ma'akev in the geris. It says it can be ma'akev all the time. It can be mekabel gerim all the time. L'deiris seichem. But it seems so that is a gilui that bizman when you can't be ma'akev a kolben, the kolben isn't ma'akev. That's all what the gilui is. But let's say b'mheira yebona amigdash when the beis amigdash will be built. So memele then it becomes chayze v'niyah the chiyuv kolben. That means so now it becomes a ikda, now it is ma'akiv the geiris. Not retroactively, but mikan lahabe al kaponim, now there's something missing in the geiris. So you have to be ma'akiv a kolb. So in order to ensure that he'll bring a kolb, Rashi says over here the Loshen, Shema yibone beis amigdash biyomeinu, maybe we might have a beis amigdash now. So he has to be mafresh money before. So l'cheira, it's very interesting. I mean, why dafke by this kolben do you have to be mafresh money? He's mechuyav to bring a kolben. I saw the Ochaner in Krisus asks, we had a Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, Skora Vehita. So he wrote down in his pinkis, k'sheyebone beis hamikdash, ovichato shmeine. It didn't say he put in his checking account money for a kolben, he just wrote down in the pinkis. He has to remember that he has to bring a chatas, but you don't have to be mafresh money, you don't have to store away money. Taisvis in Krisus asks as follows. Taisvis asks, what is the difference than all other mechusori kapore? That there's no such din that they have to be mafresh money. So Taisvis says, loy domi lizova v'yeledes, the loy mafreshi, mishum de korbin shalahem lachshiron bekotchen. Avol ger mevi korbin lahatirei bekohol. Atkan, Taisus Yishonim, Taisus Chadoshim. That's what Taisus says in Krisus. So lachere, what is pshat in Taisus? So could be pshat in Taisus is as follows. We have three types of kolbonis. We have a kolben chatos, the case of Rabbi Shmuel, kore vihita. A kolben chatos, he needs a kapore. That's for sure, he needs a kapore. When there'll be a beis hamikdash, he wrote it down in the pinkis. Now, that we should ensure that he'll have money when the beis hamikdash will be built, that's not our problem. If he wants a kapore, he'll get money. I mean, that's not, And number one, and number two, se brentach nicht the first day you'll have a beis hamikdash. So if he won't bring the chatos the first day, is that nicht gefel? He's chayav a chatos. It's not gefelach se brent nicht that he should have right away money to bring a kolben. It will take a few days. Is that nicht gefelach? And it could be that's what Taisa means. Azov and you led this also the kolben shlam lachshiram bekotchim. So if they won't have money for a kolben, then so they won't need kotchim. It's echt nicht gefährlich. That means these things, it's nicht ekveld, that the first day the Beis HaMikdash will be built, that they should have money to bring a kolben. Masha'enkein, ager, maybe kom lahatirei bekol. That means, if he doesn't make a kolben right away, he's us and his wife. I mean, now the mice, it seems, now the Dulcheri becomes a goy. That means the geiris only was valid. Kolzman wasn't shaykh to bring a kolm. Seyeredin yid all along. But the minute there's a beis hamikdash, he's also bekol. I mean, stomach taisus means he's susceptible to so many yisurim now. So he has to have money ready. That's why there was the takon. Here he has to have money right away ready. That kshibone beis hamikdash is your money to bring a kolben. Then he can't start thinking how to get the money. Could be that's what taisvus means. The Ochaner in Krisus wants to say it's a different teretz. He wants to say that he was mafresh the money that filler he'll die and these kolbonos were kolben oila and oila he can bring a filler after the misa also. Chata shemeisa bala, you can't bring. But a lele you can bring. So if a keller be mafrish the money, that there should be money that if he dies, that his chiyev will be niskayim. But that was a baraisa. The baraisa said that the kelt he should be mafrish the money. Here we have to be sure that he'll have the money. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo said b'shem Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, they will mevatel this takone mivnei atakole. He might come to derive benefit. If it'll be magnish the money, so he might come and derive benefit from it. So, therefore they will mevatel this takonim. Sakta isves, roiva lekinoi. Perish bekunteris, roiva shekel, a quarter of a shekel, behainu chatzi dinner. Seems there are two dinrim in a shekel, so a half a dinar, that was the going price for a kan. V'chein mashma l'chere b'yoyme b'perik ha'tzi uloi, d'urcha d'milse ochi havi, d'komar v'nishkel arba zuzi, let's take four zuzim, v'nishdi b'nare, and let's throw it in the nohor, v'hainu Arba zuzi pshiti. There's kesef medina and there's kesef tzuri. So you should take arba zuzi pshiti. This is kesef medina. Chatzi dinner tzuri, which is a chatzi dinner of moy tzuri. The dinner medina. A dinner medine is echod mishmoine bedinner tzuri. A dinner medine is 1/8 of a dinner tzuri. And arbe zuzi pshiti is a half a dinner. So weiss da is that that's the chiyuv heistis. That's the chiyuv heistis that you have to go and take a half of a dinner, the way Rashi said. A gebuch, the Lachsmede Yem Tura brings down in the, there was Mois Medina, Mois Tzuri. So the difference between the two Mois was, there's a coin in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen that explains, Bizman Chazal, the value of a coin was dependent on its silver content. That was the value of the coin. So, the Mois Medina was an eighth less, so Pshata was to seven chalokim of Nechoshes and one chalok of Kesef. That was, there was less silver content in the coin, that's why it was less. That was the Mois Medina. Al Kaponim, it would seem that you purchase a kam with half of a dinner. Mi be perk shiny the krisis mucher behad ye da have a roiva dinner. That not a half a dinner, a quarter of a dinner. Alehi the umdu kanim beriva sayim. And that sugye the chos rachmon ole de dalis vule maisi elachad mishitzer ba'ashirais. That a dal brings 1/16 of what an osher brings. Tahainu keves besela. An osher brings a keves, which is worth a sela. The sela arba dinar. One sela is for dinar. And it says that it's 1/16. So pshat is 1/4 of a dinar. Rei de echad mishesh esrei urei vedinar. 1/16 of a sela is a quarter of a dinar. That means when they're expensive, so could be, a can could cost a chatzi dinner. But the roiva is, when things are normal, so the price that a dal gave was 1/16 of the price of the kolm that an osher had to give, and memela, that's a roiva dinner. So we had mentioned 8 takonis that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin. Ve'idoch, what's the 9th takone? Plukte the Rav Pope, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. There's a machlokes amoraim, what the 9th takone was. Rav Pope Omar Kerem Revai. The 9th takone was a takone of Kerem Revai. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Loshin Shel Zehuris. That was the 9th takone. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Pope Omar Kerem Revai. Tisnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kerem Revai, Hoya Oila Lirushalayim, that even though Meikar Hadin, the halacha is Kerem Revai, the 4th year that the Anovim grow in the Kerem. So Meikar Hadin, if you want, you could be poided a step outside of Yerushalayim. Could be Mechalo, the Anovim and Mois, just like my Sheshani, this Adin Chilu. But the Mishnah says they made a takone that they should bring into Yerushalayim the Anovim. Kerem Revai hoya oile li Yerushalayim mahalach yoim lochol tzat. That means those who lived a day's distance and bringing the Anovim into Yerushalayim would only involve a hiluch of a day. So Chazal said, you're not permitted to be mechalo the Kerem Revai, you're mechuyev to bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Vizu hi tchumo, and this is the tchum that of the mekoymis which were a day's distance from Yerushalayim that they were mechuyev to bring in the novim into Yerushalayim. Eilas min hatzofain v'akreves min hadorim. Lud min ha-mayra v'yardim min ha-mizrach. For Omar Ule, so from these mekoymes towards Yerushalayim, whoever had Kerem Revai was mechuyev to bring it into Yerushalayim and not to be mechalalot outside of Yerushalayim. For Omar Ule v'itayim ha-rabbe barula Omar Rabbi Yochanan matam kedei la'ater shvoke Yerushalayim b'peiris. But the streets of Yerushalayim, others say pshat because there wasn't an abundance of anovim in Yerushalayim because most of the anovim was used for yain l'nesochim. So there was an inyan to be ma'ater shvok Yerushalayim beperis with anovim. Okay, that's a mishnah. V'sanyem. You learned in Abaraisa, Kerem Revai Oyeloi L'Rabbi Elezer B'Mizrach Lut. B'Tzad Kfar Tovi. Here a Kerem. U'Bikesh Rabbi Elezer L'Hav Kilrei L'Aniyim. So, the this takone was applicable to him. So, Memele, he wasn't allowed to be paided. He was Mechuyiv to Shlep Arayim D'Anovim into Yerushalayim. Now, for Rabbi Elezer, this would be very difficult. Wasn't able to bring it into Yerushalayim, the Anovim. But it's a takone. Ubikesh Rabbi Elezer lahavkirei laniyim. So he wanted to be mafkirt laniyim. So let the aniyim will take it, and they'll bring it into Yerushalayim. He couldn't do it. Omru loy talmidav Rebbe kvar nimnu chaveirecha olo bitiru. But it's not necessary. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel this takone. What is pshat? It's the whole Indian of la'ater shvok Yerushalayim beperis of davke b'zman abayis. B'zman abayis, there was such an Indian. Maybe that was the reason we said before, because there was a scarcity of anovim. It was used for nesoch. But after chuban abayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel this takone. So memele, so it's not necessary for you to be mafkirit. Man chaverecho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that was what Rav Pope said. This was the 9th takone Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had made. Let us see Rashi. Hoya oilo l'Yerushalayim aperis atzmo. Av al gavda min ha-teire ben maiser sheni ben kerem revai nifdim u mischalilim. Bepsiya achas chutz lochoime, רבונן גוזרו בכל מהלך שלהם אחד שיעלום ויוכלום שום כדי לאפר שווקי ירושלים. במזרח לוד היינו בין לוד לירושלים שישלים למזרח השלוטי. להפקיר אילניים שייסו שום פרס ויוכלום שום שהויה אולוב תירך להלויסם. So that's what I want to be mafked laniyim. ותראו, לבדי סמלה על איס אדומים, דקים דחול וירושלים, ליחושו לא חכומים, לאטרו מעטו. So male, it's not wichtig. Let us see for one minute, there's an interesting Hagos Yaivitz. Hagos Yaivitz is page 18, the last, of Chesamet Beis. וביקש רבי לזר להפקיר אילניים. זוקתי יייבץ במסקונה משמע שלא יפקירה. He wanted to be מפקירת, and למעשה, he wasn't מפקירת. Because it's unnecessary. The reason why he wanted to be מפקירת was because he was unable to schlep it into ירושלים, but if he doesn't have to, he wasn't מפקירת. אף על פי שכבר היו בדעתו להפקירה, ויזוכה בוי עניים. אף על גב דאשכחן, מבטסלה בחלקי, חווייסן בפירקה דחסידי, דומה מישייטי, אסטחינו לצדוקה. That means, לחיירי, he hadn't seen to be מפקר for עניים, so ויסטחויס, that was a מחשוב על קורפונים, that it should be given for עניים. So lochayre that so it was a machshava to give it away for tzedake. Chsidus yisayre noag laatzmai ve'ein echayve. That a person had a machshava to give it for tzedake. Maybe this was a bechelke. He did it. But meikah din, you're not mechuyev to do it. But a tiyufte leman deyoma ochi ba'god shulchanoch yiradeis ayv simereish nemches. Messiah Laman the Polik. There's a machlokes apoiskim. A person had a machshove to give tzedakah. He's mechuyev to give tzedakah. If you say kol nadiv leiv oilei, that a filah b'machshove alone is also chalachiyev neder by tzedakah. So he says lachayre from this gemara zaray miwikel mitri dahoch afapi shechoshav adayin leigomar beliboy. Receive kol nadiv leiv. That means you need Goma Beliboy. That means a person, that what a machshove falls into his head, and he thinks he's going to do it, it's a good idea to do it, but that machshove will not make any chiyuvim. You need a gemiris das. You need a gemiris das that I'm going to do it. Aval heiche, the abo umne. Aval heiche, the goma vihiskin bedate, ki da abo umne, dil me chiyuvi nami mechayv, na rabbe chalki abo umne. So, but if a person attack, if there was gemiris das, could be there is a chiyuv. That's what Rav Popper said. This was the maise of, this was the ninth takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, no, the ninth takon was Loshen Shel Zohuris. Besanye berishoino yekoishchin Loshen Shel Zohuris al Pesach ulo mibachutz. Hilbin hoyu smeichim, loy hilbin hoyu atzeivin. Iskinu shekoishchin ois al Pesach ulo mibifnim. Vadayin hoyu metzitzin, veroyim, vustutzach do. When they neschapen the vainus, when not neschapen, zweite ilbin hoyu smeichen, le ilbin hoyu atzeivin. Iskinu shekoishchen oisoi, chetshoi besela, vechetshoi ben karnov shol soyer hamishtaleich. And iskinu, this was, this takona was from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This was a takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this was his takona. It's very interesting. The Yom Trua clears a shaila. It says there were two matzavim. There was one matzav when it's hilbin or yismeichem. Another matzav, it was loy hilbin or yuatzavim. What bothered them? They didn't want, which matzev bothered the, Rabbi Yechman Zaki made the takonim. Which matzev bothered them? The hilbin, the loy hilbin, what bothered them? They made it as also the dafnish wissen was tutzach. Which matzev bothered them? So the Yom Teruah doesn't have acha, he doesn't know. But grad, I saw in the Meiri, Amira de Kemiri. The Meiri says, Lo oilam yehei bitchoinoi shel odom b'ashem yisborach. V'lo yehei liboi somuch al dovo achrei sheyisyayish b'simonoi min hatoivo oi min haro. That means a person shouldn't have any other cheshbain is only the rabbi, bitchoinoi b'akodesh bochu. Achrei sheyisyayish b'simonoi min hatoivo oi min haro. That means if it's hilbin, so finished. Hilbin, als es niskape geworden, so what'll be? Finished. Yisyayish min haro. This is going to be a meridike yod. A stone off his heart and finished. Leidor gise, if loy hilbin, is yisyayish min hatoiva. Achman and etzlan, they want moichel daboinis. And both of these things are treif. A person should have, don't make any, a philosophia simen. A person that is in Hilbin, Zainish Sameach. The way you know what can sein. Don't, my Schwester, Chayna Bracha, told me that, he was to be once by the Chofetz Chaim. And, he asked the Chofetz Chaim for a Bracha. And the Chofetz Chaim didn't give him a Bracha. Al Bracha. And he was very to Bracha. So, he didn't want to give him a Bracha. But then later he found out the Chofetz Chaim Beshita did not give Brachas. What was the swab of the Chofetz Chaim? A mensch, a chab abroche from Chofetz Chaim, finished. I have nothing to worry about anymore. I'm taken care of. Samel, the Chofetz Chaim, bedavke, did not give broches. But that's mamish this meiri. That a person like this, there's no such thing to be misyayish min aro, tishayish min aperonius. There's no such thing to be misyayish min atoive. He has one cheshben he has to have on his head. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Bitchoinei b'Hashem Yisborach. He's not, so bitchoinei b'Hashem Yisborach, mistame so, like the Chavis Avovah says, he can't have betochen if he'll do wrong things. Mishan lemiftach la tzadikim. So that'll be moedet him to do good, not to think that he's taken care of already. And leidor gisa is he won't be misyayish min atoive, even though it was loyal, but even the avodah shem kippurim did not help. Aber she betchoinei b'kodesh boch. Al Kaponim, so we hear here Machloikis, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak and Rav Pope, which one was the ninth Memre, the ninth Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Zogt the Gemara zoi, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, my time loy oma ke Rav Pope. Why didn't he say that this Takon of Kerem Revai was from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Oma loch. Yisalke daitach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chaveirev de Rabbi Lezer mihave? How could they tell him, they told Rabbi Lezer, you don't have to be mafkirit laniyim, kvar nimnu chaveirecha olav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't a chaver of Rabbi Lezer, it was rabbi shel Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi have, so kochoch, this takona was not from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The idoch was halt Rav Pope, given the Talmidim havu lav oirech ara lememro leile rabbi rabach. They were Talmidim of Rabbi Lezer, so the omro loy Talmidim, they couldn't say that dein Rebbe had gesagt. It's not lefi covid for als their Rebbe, they can't say dein Rebbe. So therefore they said, lekvoidoi chaverecha. Verapope my time loy omak Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. Omaloch. Isalke daitoch. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you'll say that this takone, that they said that the Loshen Shal Zahurish should be dafke, they should take it out of the Beis Hamikdash, and only, it should only be on וקוישת, תסוי המשתלח, קמפי רבי אלעזר, קמפי רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, סלקת רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, בימי רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, מהבס לושן של סהוריס. There was no lashon shel zohuris in his times when he was a meira hero. For Asanya, we learned we have a lashon shel zohuris malbin. It wasn't malbin. For Asanya, kol shnoisov shel Rabin Yoichanan ben Zakkai, meye ve'esrim shon. Mem shone osak pepake matye. Mem shone lomad. Mem shone limek. Vitanya mem shone kaidem shenechav abayis loyho yoloshin sal zohuris malbin elomadim usnan mishachorav abayis iskin rabbi yoichanan ben zakkai. We see as follows. We see that the takonis that we have from rabbi yoichanan ben zakkai was after churban abayis. So it would seem that the limeid, the 40 years of Limeid, first started after Churban Habayis. Then it was Limeid. As she says, the Snan, let's see what Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Bavkire laniyim shishisham peres v'yechlum shem shayol avtech la'aloysan v'tirud avdech la'asadam v'tigiv l'chav yishlam v'tis 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 ביומים שרב יוחנן מאיר הירויס מסכן תקונס, וסנן משחור בייס המקדש היסקין, תקונס. אלמה לאחר חובן או יושונה או שתיים, that means the last 40 years started, and a year or 2 years after חובן הבייס. וכיוון דאבוים שונה, קוידן חובן, לאי הילבן הלושן ביום הכיפורים, נמצא שלאי הילבן, that means in his, if we have takonis from him after Churban Habayis, so al kaponim, the limeid was al kaponim after the Churban Habayis also. The limeid was after the Churban Habayis also. So afilu it started, let's say a year after there was still the limeid. It was around a year after. So it was around a year after there was a limeid, a year after the Churban Habayis. So the limeid started 39 years before. Now 39 years before it wasn't Malbin. So Kocha can be Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Nimshish lehilbin b'soich shnei savachoinim shalimit bem lacherim v'tikin takonis. So Kocha it can be that the mesakan of this takon was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. V'hidok, so what's the svara of Nachman by Yitzchok? Oysom arboim shone de lomad talmud yoishev nevnei rabbi habe. No, this takia was the mem shonim emtsaayim. When he was a talmud yoishev nevnei rabbi. V'omar, so what's it? He wasn't a mesakan. If he was a talmud, he wasn't a mesakan. V'omar milse, he said the svara, v'yistaver taime, Kovei Rabbi Bishmei, and Lamaise, so it was brought down, this was Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai's takone, even though when you saw it, he was then not a Moira Hiro, he was a Talmud Ayeshev and a Rabbi. So Krashi, Vekovei Bishmei, Limnoisom, Imshar Takonoisov, Olochitono, Teishe Takones. So this was the 9 takones. Zoktaisvis, Ubikesh Rabbeleza, Lavkiroi Lani. Peperik Beis de Shvuis, Mesavkalom bi Rabbi Lezer isova kedusha rishoyne kitshel shato and kitshel osed lova yonat. Eloi kitshel. Now, the Gemara there is speaking about kedushas Yerushalayim. Is kedushas Yerushalayim after, is it still in existence? Umahoche leimetzinen lemifshet midi. So lochere frekta, so Taisus had bemis and amir de kekashe. Kozman Rabbi Lezer was not aware that they were mevatel the takone, so he felt that he has to bring up the peiris to Yerushalayim. He has to bring up the peiris to Yerushalayim. Now, and he shouldn't be mechalal it bim koimoy. if he would hold that Kedusha Rishayna Lekitcha La'asid Lavoi, there's no Yerushalayim. There's no Indian to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat it. It doesn't have Kedusha Yerushalayim. So what was his Hava Mina that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim? So a cocky have to be Mechalol. You can't bring it to Yerushalayim. So Taisva says, "Mehochalay metzina lemipshet midi, the utzach la'alois mishim davadova shebeminyan kedamrine beperkam debay." That means, even though now there's no cheshbin to bring it to Yerushalayim, because you can't eat in Yerushalayim side by side, it's bottled the kedusha of Yerushalayim. But kaponim it's a dova shebeminyan, there was a takone, and so even though the time becomes bottled, But you still have to bring it to Yerushalayim. That's what he thought. The takana was you shouldn't be mechal at chutz Yerushalayim, even though the eitzah of bringing you will won't accomplish anything by bringing it to Yerushalayim. But kaponim, you're not allowed to mechal at chutz Yerushalayim. Bim taime bim leikicho, What did the Aniyim gain from the situation? If it's Leikitcha. Im Leikitcha, Ma'ayim Avichim Aniyim, Rei Leyuchel Lechel B'Yerushalayim, Im Bot L'Kedushasa. And if he holds, he says that the Leikitcha, so what Oni would take the Peres? He has nothing more to do with them. V'Yeshloimar, V'Yecholen, Lechalo, Shove, Mone, Al Shove, Put. So Taisva says, no, they'll bring it to Yerushalayim, and there's no Kedushas Yerushalayim. The Tekonim was, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. There's no Kedushas Yerushalayim. So if you have to be Mechalat Peshav Yoy, it's weiter to Gonesh Fadim, to what the Oni gets from the whole deal. No, Yikvish Dichoylon Lachalo, Shove Mone, Al Shove Prut, Kedamrin and Hegdish, Shove Mone, Shechila, Shove Prut, and Mechulo. So the Oni would get a bargain. He'd bring it to Yerushalayim, and he'd be able to eat it after Chilul. And the Chilul does not have to be Bishavye. V'af al gav de beperik hazov pligi b'shechiluloi I diyeved oylech hatchila. Hegdish shove mone shechiluloi is only b'diyeved. It's mechulul. The chatchil, you're not allowed to do it. Amaskinim b'seif ha-magdish sadeyu b'zman hazeh afilu lechatchila. Eistis one is permitted to be mechalo shavamon and shavaprut. Miu ein raye mehegdish lemaise sheni v'kerem revay. But Emerson Taisva says, Afilu will say hegdish bizman hazeh, one is permitted lechatchila to be mechalo. That's hegdish. Could be by maise sheni. There's no such halacha that you could be mechalo shavamon or shavaprut. The Perik is Kabul, Gabi Marina, Maise Shaini. Moses says you can make a haroma on Maise Shaini to be Mechalol cheaper. The Mishani, Och, Maiskina, Maise Shaini, Bismanazer, the Rabbon. Maise Shaini, Bismanazer. Opore, it's being by Bismanazer. That's where they were Maran. From Avri, Bismanazer, Meike. Havalai, Lakshuye, Moshe, there's a different kasha. Maisha Shani Bizmanazer, if it's being by Maisha Shani Bizmanazer, Maharom itself, then you have to make a harom. But they are Shavu Pruta Yachalachala, Hakil, Karen Bechaimish. So whatever is given, that it's not true. That Bizmanazer, Maisha Shani Bizmanazer, you're not permitted to be Machala or Shavu Pruta. The Tapke Hegdish Bizmanazer, not Maisha Shani Bizmanazer. Umiyu ba'aloch is gedoyloi, so bishultes taravachoi, poskud of maisha sheni bekerem rava yochel achalu shove mona or shove pute. Vahide is kabo, shapa vamozi pochlo, that's true. The Gemara could have asked the kasha, we're speaking about maisha sheni bizman hazeh, so why do you have to make aroma? Good, and the Gemara could have asked that kasha also. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Seder brochais oimer obois gvurais kedushas Hashem melech hakodesh v'koylo malchiyos imoem v'einay tekeya kedushas hayoim kadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron v'tekeya zechoinais v'tekeya shofreis v'tekeya ואימר אבוידה רצי ועידו מוידם וביחס כהנם. דברי רבי יוחנן בן נורי, דת בסייד רבי יוחנן בן נורי, אומר לוי רבי קיבה, אם אינו יתקיע למלכייס, למה הוא מזכיר? סיפשט דסקשן דגמור, אלו, תודה פה רבי קיבה סחילק רבי יוחנן בן נורי, ניסה זה ספלוס, אלו אימא אובייס וגבורייס וקדושת השם, וקוילו מלכייס, נתקיה, וקוילו מלכייס, מלך הכל הארץ, וקדש ישראל ויום הזיכורים, so he says, מלכייס עם קדושת היום, ותקיה, זכרינס, ותקיה, זכר הבריס, שייפרס, ותקיה, ואימר אבוידה, ואידו, ברכס כהנו. זאת רשי, סדר ברוכס עם האוביס הגבוריס, קדושס היום ותקיה. במצווה בשולש תקיה של שולש שולש, כדי סניה לקמון בפירקים. So, במשנה says ויתר, סדר תקיה שולש של שולש שולש, הרשי says, אחס למלכייס, ואחס לזכיינס, ואחס לשייפרס. So the male, there's three sets of tkiyah through a tkiyah, and each set was for a different seder, one for Malchus, one for Zechonis, one for Shaifus. Omar loy Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Kiva tainted to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, im einay tekeya la Malchus lomo humaskir. So why does he say Malchus? In fact, the Gemara lomo humaskir, Rachmona omaritka. Chmona Meitke would seem that it's a deraise. Meforshim say it's not a deraise, it's an asmachte. That's me want to mention that the Ritva says an asmachte pshat is if it's merumis in the Torah, the members in the Torah said it would be an inyan to say it, but the Torah did not make a chiv. The chiv is midarabonon, but a kaponim from the gili akro is that it would be minaroi that one should do that which is musmach an apostle. Is rachmona or maritka? So what's the kasha? Why do you say malchias? We have a limit for it. Elolomo esel. Leimoteisha dohyo vishtani ishtani. So the Rabbi Kiva's kasha was not why we say malchias, but why do you have 10 psukim for malchias? If Malchius is Gorav and Zechonis and Shoifres, it is not in Tekiyim, the Memele should be Nikir and the amount of Psukim one has to say for Malchius. Let us see Rashi. Rachmon Omaritke, Kedesani Bebreis Lekamon. Leima Tish Teisha, the Hoyo Vishtani Malchius Mezechonis Lunya Tekiyim, She'ein Toikin Behem, Ishtano Nami Lifreis Mehem. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tonne Rabbonen. Minayin sha'imrim oveis. Shenema hovu la'ashem b'nei elim. So Rashi says, b'nei elim lishne ditkifi. K'moives elei ha'oretz lokach. These are the esone ha'oretz, ha'oveis. Hovu la'ashem, what's the title? Hovu la'ashem, hiskiru lefonov ha'esonim. Hovel Hashem b'nei, the b'nei Yisrael should be maskir elim, the isonei ha'oretz, that's obvious. Minayin sha'imrim gvurois, shenema hovel Hashem kovid v'ois. So mistoma the ois is going on gvurois. Gvurois Hashem, and that's mechal kol chayim, mechal yemesim, semech nevnis, all gvurois, atagibah. Chayameisim. Uminayin sha'oimrim kedushois, shenema ovu la'ashem kevoid shemoi, ishtachvu la'ashem bahadras koidish. So vayistois, that's the mechayiv of kedushis. Uminayin sha'oimrim malchiyois zechoynois v'shoifches. So avia machloikis tanoim. Abilezer oimer, d'chsiv, it says of ayikre, Vayikra Shabbosoin Zichroin Truo Mikro Kodesh. So he teaches as follows. Shabbosoin ze kedushas hayoim. This is kedushas hayoim. Zichoin elu zichoines. Trua elu shayfres. Mikra kaidish katsheyu basiyas malachim. So the Baal, we don't have a limud on Malchius yet. We just have Shabbosis is Kedushas Hayoim, and Mikra Kodesh is Katsheyu Basiyas Malach. Omale Rabbi Kiva, Mivneimah Loin Neimah Shabbosin Shvois. Why do you darshan that Shabbosin is going on to be Maske Kedushas Hayoim? Mivneimah Loin Neimah Shabbosin Shvois. Sheboi posach hakosov tchila. Let us see what Rashi says. Now let's go a little further. Elo shabosoin. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva Tani Trabeleza, we should say shabosoin means shvois. Sheboi posach hakosov tchila. Elo, taki, he says taki is chaylikanem. Elo shabosoin, katsheyu basiyas malochim. Zikorin elo, zechayne is trua elo shayfris. Mikra Kodesh Zu Kedushas Hayoim. Let us see what Rashi says. Mibnei Maloi Neymar Shabbos. Mibnei Maloi Neymar Shabbos in Shvois. Bekiva asked, why should say that Shabbos means Kedushas Hayoim? We should say Shabbos means Shvois. Shrei Posach Boy Hakosav Tchila. The Posach starts off Shabbos in Zichron in Trua. Vuhu bo lahazir ala maloche. So the pasuk is starting off to tell us that maz on the maloche. Vekach yofa lidroish, that Shabbosin is telling us, mitzvah sasei and shvisim and maloche. Hoyel vuhu rishoin bemikro, vashviso rishoino lekulam. So, the Sivsa Chachomim Vachsim explains Pshat and Rashi as follows. The Pasuk is telling us what one has to do Rosh Hashanah. Zichrein is to say Zichreinis. True is to say Shoifres. So when do you say Zichreinis and Shoifres? By day. When does the Issa Melachah start? By night. So if the Pasuk starts off, so the Seder should be, the Seder HaPasuk should be like the Seder in the Yom. So just like the Issa Melachah starts before the Haskor of Zichreinis and Shoifres, so Memel, if the Pasuk starts off with Shabbos, and so Mestoma, this is what one is Magdim, is Magdim first with Shabbos. So Al Kolchok, Shabbos is going on Shvisim and Melach. So that is how we know Zichreinis and Shoifres. And Kedushas Hayoim. So machloikis of kedushas hayom is from Shabbos and the mikra kodesh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Minayin she'omrim malchiyus. How do you know the sachiyus to say malchiyus? Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, ani Hashem aleikeichem. Then it says, u'bachodesh hashvi. So we masmech, ani Hashem aleikeichem, u'bachodesh hashvi. Why is b'chodesh hashvi? Is a din to be masker malchis. Zu malchis. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda oimer, ein ei tzorech. Arei hu oimer, vohoyu lochem lezikorin lifnei alikeichem, she'ein Talmud loimer ani Hashem alikeichem. Uma Talmud loimer ani Hashem alikeichem. He said, this ani Hashem alikeichem is speaking by Mamish Rosh Hashanah. The Ani Hashem Elokeichem before is not speaking about Rosh Hashanah, it's speaking about Matmas Aniyim. But it's some Muchtu of Achidosh Hashvi. So Rabbi Yosi Bevuda said, "Ein Tzorech Hayoyim Avoyu Lecham Lazikon Fnei Elokeichem." Shein Tamalem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ma Tamalem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Sebonov Lachol Mokim Shenem Abay Zechaynish Shenem Abay Zechaynish Yemalchiyus Imoim. Let us see Rashi devar. Zok Rashi, ani Hashem alekeichem, d'lo niv lager tazev. B'samach lei, b'chodesh hashvi, Zichain Trua. So it's your masma chest is Malchius, and then it says later Zichain Trua. Nishem Lakechem, Uloshen Ani Odoin Lochem.